Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy with you here. Start off with our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins getting ready for a Week 5 matchup against the New England Patriots. This is their last game before the bye week. Yet still two more games without Tua, at least. Big NFL news today. A lot of people watching the Davante Adams situation. He reportedly wants out ASAP. Preferred destinations, no surprise, are with his former QBs, Aaron Rodgers. So he wants to either go to the New York Jets or Derek Carr, his BFF in New Orleans.
What do you think?
Well, I think he could play longer in New Orleans than he could in New York.
What would it cost New Orleans to get him,
though? I mean,
I think he's
the way the Raiders signed, they'd give him away.
True.
And they, like, it's not like other sports where you got to match. I mean, it's not like basketball where you got to match salary.
Yeah.
They give me a fifth rounder and just pay this contract.
Fifth rounder, though? That's rough.
I'm just saying, like, it might be something like that. Like, you taking a load off of them and relieving them of a contract.
Yeah.
It feels like, though, if there was one organization, because I don't feel like New Orleans is dealing with the win now pressure that New York is because of the age.
And they're actually winning. So, but here's the deal. What if they say he can get us over the hump and make us even more explosive?
Yeah, no, I get it. But I think I wouldn't disagree with New Orleans doing it. But if you're going to try and like play the desperate team to get more in return, I feel like the Jets could get to listen. The Jets traded for Hassan Reddick, didn't give him a contract, idiots. I don't understand that. You guys just sitting
How
on the
crazy is that?
So weird. So, Hassan, you good if you play on the deal? No. All right, cool. We're doing it anyway, man. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm sure you come here, you love New Jersey, you'll fall in love. You'll fall in love, you know? You know that's where they shot The Sopranos.
Mm. Kind of had me hooked there for a second. I'll take that.
So he's like, he's playing.
I don't believe he's shown up since his introductory press conference. I don't think
I think he's playing.
Hassan Reddick's playing?
Yeah.
Where'd you see that?
He's not? I thought he was playing.
I didn't think he was playing. Nope. I'm just going to sit here. We're all going to Google it.
He's not playing at the moment.
Yeah, he's not playing. I don't think he's shown up, Leroy.
So they traded for him.
Yeah. It says that he's lost out on more than $9 million by sitting out the Jets' first
four games.
Yeah.
Well, what's the minimum? Doesn't he have to play 10 games?
10 games he can sit out.
Okay, so he has to return, I guess, depending on their bye, like week. So he has to return week 7?
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Nice.
All right. Jets.
Woof. Now, you know it would be a Jet move?
Yep. What?
He comes back after 10 games, and then after the season, they franchise him.
That's not nice.
That's so Jets.
That would be. Meanwhile, Mike McDaniel, he's got words.
Mm.
He was asked yesterday about the fans booing very loudly.
Woo.
Boo birds were out on Monday Night Football. Deservedly so.
I got asked that one time and I said I'd boo my ass too.
Well, Mike McDaniel
said the conversation though.
He doesn't feel well, he didn't do it as succinctly as you did, you know. You know him, dude.
Yeah.
He's got words. He says, doesn't feel entitled to blind loyalty from the fans. Here is Mike McDaniel. We good, Frog Boy?
Yeah. Looks like
I can relate where, you know, weeks are ruined with losses. And the worst part about it is that you don't have any control. So that's not a fun place to be in. I know sporting events where I'm rooting for a team and I'm not coaching in it. I get much more angry when there's failure than when I'm coaching and I can actually problem solve something. So it's to be expected. This is the big leagues. I don't, you know, to feel entitled to blind support, you know, I think that's not my cup of tea.
Oh, not his cup of tea.
Basically, he's saying I understand their frustration.
Absolutely. But he, you know, he takes a lot more words.
Yeah.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Not his cup of tea, not Mike McDaniel's way.
Yeah. And the only other person in town that would answer a question like that is Spoelstra.
No, I think Spo would call people out for believing it's soft.
Did you ever see that clip of him calling out Ira? That was...
Sure did.
The highlight.
He's a maniac.
Yeah, he is a maniac.
Ira's just listing off Paul George, Sixers, Karl-Anthony Towns, Knicks, and he goes, you sound scared.
Yeah.
Like, he's not playing, Spo.
There's no Ira, smile either.
What position is he going to play?
Ira's going to be sitting here. He's like, I'm writing about you guys no matter what.
You put Ira out there, he's going to be headbutting knees and butts. So short.
Oh, man. Speaking of the NBA, by the way, you see this clip of Scoot Henderson? Now, mind you, this is the guy.
Oh, Scoot.
They got Dame out of town.
Nobody's better than Scoot. That's my that's my Joe Cronin. But Scoot
is so creepy.
That's how he's. Nobody's better than Scoot. he didn't start last year. Not really sure if he's going to start this year. He didn't have a great rookie year with all of everybody was basically like, hey, listen, it's Wembanyama, but Scoot, pretty good consolation prize. Yeah. That's why we got nobody's better than Scoot. And he felt comfortable getting rid of Damian Lillard. So this was Scoot Henderson yesterday showing up to media day, or maybe it was 2 days ago. And you just watched the clip, Leroy, and for our audio audience, you will miss him making some expressions with his face, but his answer just as weird that you can hear.
Mm. All right, Scoot, now that you have a couple months of distance from it, kind of what do you look back on about your rookie season and kind of what you learned from it?
I look back at the food, the good food that I had. Yeah, a lot of the food. And then, you know, what I've learned from it.
What? What?
So, first of all, how old is he, 21?
I don't even know if he's 21 yet.
Right. So, let me ask you a question. At no point in time to this day can I go to Fonz and say, what have you learned from last year? Right? Right? Like, come on. You got to be careful with grown-ass men asking kids questions or young men.
He's 20, probably.
He's not even 21!
Nope.
Of course he's thinking about food and stuff like that.
But come on, man. You had an entire year in the National Basketball Association.
On the worst team!
All right. Oh, but you can't tell me anything. Dude,
that team was so bad. Remember Chauncey Billups said this offseason that he caught a kid putting up highlights at halftime that they were losing by 20.
Right. So, like, yeah. So, what did you expect? Like, wait a minute. You wait till Tommy gets 19, 20 years old. And I want you to think of asking him a question like that. Right? Look at him. He's like, I'm going to get him right now. I'm about
Scoot,
to get
now
him.
That you have a couple months of distance from it, kind of what do you look back on about your rookie season and kind of what you learned from it?
I look back at the food, the good food that I had. Yeah, a lot of the food. And then, you know, what I've learned from it.
Okay. See, but then what's his last sentence then, Leroy?
Because I think he was trying to say is learning from last year. He said, what did you take from last year?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he wanted to say, I learned from last year.
I got to say, though, like, one thing we probably do take for granted as an NBA player is going from G League Ignite food to NBA food.
Right, but think about this. Going from training table to eating at fancy restaurants all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fine. That I mean, yes, but if that is what my first round pick is saying, what his rookie year was like?
Marcos. Well, here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And here's what I have learned to do because I've been through that. Stop treating 20, 21-year-olds like grown-ass men. Like they've lived a life. He just came from college, right?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, he could get up when he wanted to. Just get up and go to class. He didn't have to really pay attention. He had to just be there. He could figure out Cliff Notes later. Or he could go out to a club that night, right? He was eating training table. Or eating fast food or eating pizza and stuff like that. So to him, probably the food changes were the most important. Why do we treat?
Well, here's what I would say though, Leroy.
Yeah.
If you're a Spurs fan and you like heard, like I saw some of the quotes come out from Victor Wembanyama. Maybe it's like an American European thing.
Also young.
Victor Wembanyama's like, yeah, put him. 25 pounds of muscle, yeah. And I'm gonna, you know, no prisoners. Like he seems locked in, and
he's also been a professional longer.
No, they're the same rookie, the same class.
No, he's been an NBA player. Wembanyama has been a professional longer.
They both play in the same league, though.
Who?
They both played in the G League.
No, he's talking about international.
Wembanyama didn't play in the G League.
Yeah, he did.
No, before he got drafted,
they played on like a fake team.
Oh,
I thought Wembanyama played in France.
I'm sure he did at some point, but
but I'm saying he was a professional longer. He was the next newest biggest thing far longer than we knew who the hell Scoot was.
They played each other before they got drafted.
Right.
It was like a big matchup. Everybody was getting excited.
I understand that, but he was on a club team from the time he was 16, 17 years old.
Yep.
Now Scoot didn't do that. So he had been handling stuff like that for two or three years before he got to the NBA.
I'm sure you can take anyone's answer, though. I'm sure Tyler Hero didn't sound like that. Of like,
no, yeah, you're the food. That point, I get you. I get it.
The food was dope.
Right. And I'm going to say this, but I don't mean it, but I kind of mean it.
Mm-hmm.
In Stephen A's voice, stay off the weed.
Everybody's looking at him and saying, I'm high as a kite, yo.
Right. That's right what I'm saying.
He's like,
I didn't take it as serious as everybody else did because I know who I'm dealing with.
I feel like the only way to get through media day is taking an edible. Oh man, more questions. Dude, I gotta do more pictures.
I just tell you, it's the worst.
Can you imagine about if we just tuned into Hot Seconds with Jax every single day and everybody's high as a kite? Jax is like, how come you can't get any answers? He goes, Jax, I don't know that. You don't know who your teammates were at Kentucky? What?
I don't even know where I'm at now, Jax.
Yeah, see, when I was in college, everybody didn't have to go to media day. Right? So...
That wasn't Michigan. Oh yeah. Well, they still don't do that for college media days.
Mm-mm. And college then
they sent three dudes.
And then, I worked myself when I got to the NFL. It was known. Don't ask a stupid question. He'll call you out. Because I've said to reporters, I said, you watch this game for 4 hours. You had 20 minutes. Right? All I had the chance to do was take off my pads and I got to answer questions about what just happened offensively and defensively for a whole game. And that's the best question you could come up with? I said, and y'all criticizing me?
My first question to our rookie was, you think you got better hair than Pat Riley?
Yes. That's true.
That's true. By the way, he was like,
I wanted Babushka. Fraud.
No, I'm not doing that.
Did you see him turtle up, Marcos?
Got scared, dude.
Got scared.
Ended the interview.
You got scared.
Ended the interview quick.
Right as he was walking up and getting out of there.
Yeah. No, you get up and say, whoa, Tobin. Babushka?
You didn't say Babushka. You just like, you're not going to do that thing? I'm like,
what thing?
Bastard.
Hey. Fraud. You're a fraud.
I'm not a fraud. I'm not doing fraud. I'm not doing my Serbian voice in front of the Serbian power forward.
You're radio tough guy with us.
Tough guy.
Totally. Nothing but bits. Do the bit.
That's all you want. Yeah. You guys want me to do that press conference? You want me to? No. This is what you guys want me to do. You want me to show up at Heat Locker and be like,
Nico?
Yes.
Not enough shots tonight to get mixed contract. Why?
Yes. Listen.
Dressed up as Babushka.
I figured you had to do it.
I'm not doing Serbian nor Slovenian voice. Giant Serbian. Then, no thanks.
Fraudulent.
It's not like I called him a bum. I love him.
Oh, okay. By the way, isn't it Rosh Hashanah today?
Tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow?
Or maybe it starts at sundown. I'm not positive. Okay. I know there's no school tomorrow.
Let me just say, is it their birthday, right? New Year.
New Year. Yeah, New Year. New Year. Yep.
Happy New Year to all my my Jewish friends. I know they're gonna celebrate with food or starving. That's all I know.
It's one of the
I did a Passover meal
yep
in college. Let me tell you, they tricked me. Because I wanted to get the whole experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw this jar, right? And I'm like, what's that? Say, you going to try it? Now, I don't like trying stuff out of respect, right? I say, yeah, if that's what everybody's eating, I'll try it. Say, how do you eat it? Put it on a cracker. Boom, boom, boom. Right? First of all, got to tell you. You know you got to smell it, right? I was like, goodness. So I was just being like, trying to be the good friend. And so I eat it. I say, what is it? Gefilte fish.
Oh.
I say, oh, fish in a jar, right?
Oh, great.
And then my friend looks over and goes, I would have never ate that.
Oh, like, God.
I'm like, what? It was horrible. Oof. I was like, woo. Dude, just imagine. Pickles, you got that little pickled onions, you got the peppers, you got the jalapenos, and then gefilte fish. Like, no. We ain't eating food out of a jar.
You guys want to know Scoot's real first name?
Yeah.
Sterling.
Oh.
Sterling
Henderson. Scoot it is. Scoot it is.
I thought you were going to say gefilte fish.
No.
No. Dude. Take it. Ooh.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Fraud with good access.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
How many times this thing was remade? We got the Men in Black. But the OG is what? Patrice Rushen?
Yep. That is correct.
Yeah. Sim, Forget Me Nots. That's the name of the song, Forget Me Nots. Yeah, this is my youth right here. Boy, y'all don't know nothing about this. Y'all don't know nothing about this.
This before your time, Leroy. You don't know nothing about
this. No, this before your time. This right in my wheelhouse.
It's not my time.
No. Oh, hey, that'll be your time. Hey, this is another barbecue song.
Gotta add it to the list.
Like a mellow, you know, kind of right after you done ate about a half a chicken and about a half a pound, 2 pounds of crawfish and some oysters. Yeah.
Well,
I got to tell you.
Don't have to do that. We don't like it.
Remember the oysters we had at Shuck and Dive? Did I tell you about the ones?
Yeah, they were amazing. They were so good.
I had ones at Rustic Inn.
Gross.
The same kind.
Oh.
Like, now, here's the difference, though. They used different oysters because these oysters were giant. So that meant more cheese and spinach. Mm. But they were tasty.
Spinach.
Tasty.
Panthers are on TV tonight if you want to watch a little preseason action.
Ooh.
So, hey, wanna get,
I know.
Get,
I know.
Get your cat's primer. We're
on CW?
Yeah. Tonight, okay. 7 o'clock against the Lightning. Man, we play the Lightning a lot.
Play the Lightning a lot.
Yeah. Sick of them, dude.
You know what my favorite is? When they do the split squad. Like, wow.
Hey, Panthers, if you're listening, next week, can we get a ring tour? Like, can you guys bring in some rings? I want to see some rings next week. Come on, baby.
Before they become available,
bring the cup in, bring the rings in. Let's get a little. Give us a little looky loo next week after you have open a night.
I would say they're doing the ring thing. When next Friday?
Monday. Next Monday.
Oh, this next Monday.
Monday is ring night.
I would bet you they have the rings.
Tickets, I believe, are still available. I think $20 goes to the Panthers Foundation if you want to go to ring night. It's going to be Goosey's galore. I believe there's also a Panthers championship documentary. They just released something. There's a Panthers championship movie on ESPN Plus if you have it. That's now available. Wow. And then JFig told us about the hockey show that they're also...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com
on Amazon Prime. So if you want some Panthers gooses, you got to get, you know, the Cats don't let us down. Okay. Let us not forget. We are sitting here. We don't know what quarterback's out there. All right. We were very tight cheeked on Saturday. The Heat, they got a lot of proving to do after what happened last year. But the champs, it's defending tour. That's what starts next week, Leroy.
Oh, my goodness. That's what angels are.
Is that the kid from last year?
It's a Panthers kid from last year.
This is a monumental moment in my life.
It's all downhill from here, kid.
Wait, what is he, six? Like a monumental moment in your life? Oh, my God.
This is a monumental moment in my life.
Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
Oh, man. I hope that kid got a Bob autograph at some point. Yeah. Was that the muscle kid?
That was a muscle kid, yeah. Shirtless.
Oh, my goodness.
What a crazy
right down the street from me.
Yeah, we
had. Does this Will Levis have multiple commercials? Or is this the same Mayo commercial that he has?
I think it's the same Mayo commercial.
Oh, okay. Like, there's no way two people are endorsing this guy, right?
And, you know, like, it. And it's weird that they do. Doesn't he have red hair?
Yeah, reddish.
Reddish?
Yeah, reddish. Nah, he has. It was like some training apparel that he's wearing. No bull. Not the guy to be wearing that. Have Mason Rudolph do those commercials, dude.
Too late. Recorded in the summer.
In the can. I'm telling you right now, the Dolphins, there was no way that they felt great. They're like, oh, man, we wanted Will Levis out there. Damn it. Especially right after he threw to Emmanuel Ogba.
Oh, my goodness. That was a hell of a play, too.
Yep. Said, big pause.
I didn't even see him. He's 6'5", dude. Like, what are you talking
about? No, it's not that. Let me tell you. And this is what the zone blitz was, right? You don't know which four you're going to bring. And so what happens is you can free up a guy only bringing four because you bring one guy outside and drop one guy inside. Right? And that's what happens with that. So with Agba, they only brought three or four, but they dropped Agba into the slant line, the slant path, and he picked it off. And when Will Levis said, he's a D lineman. He was on the line of scrimmage. And that's how they get you. That's how it works. That defense was executed to perfection. That he dropped in the right net. Now, a lot of times, the hardest thing to drop, the hardest thing to do is how is he dropping into an area where a guy's running around behind him, right? So you know exactly, and you practice it, and you drop 5x5 or 3 yards deep and 2 yards outside of your alignment. And you just practice that. And that's how it works. And it worked to perfection.
Man, it was a hell of a
when you get
play.
A smarter quarterback, he'll see that and he'll pump fake and go somewhere else. But you can only do it once or twice a game. You can't keep doing it. Because once they pick up on it, they might then run at you. So now you dropping and they run something at you. So, like, yeah, it's a cat and mouse game, but yeah, it was, believe me, this all started with Pittsburgh in the 90s. With, I think, was Dom Capers the coach? The defense coordinator? I think so. Well, Dom Capers, I think, is the one that started the whole zone blitz thing, I think. And
God, that hair every time I Google it.
And I got to tell you.
Man, where hasn't he coached?
Right. We had a rule. And this is the rule we went into when we played Pittsburgh. They're just sticks with hats.
Yeah, 92-94, Dom Capers, yep. Pittsburgh.
Yep. So
that was his first coordinator job. Before that, he was a DB coach all over the place.
Yep.
And then after Pittsburgh, head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was your head coach? Was Dom Capers your head coach when you were there?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? How
did that hair look in person?
It was, hey, they ran a tight ship there. Woo, goodness. Locker room was quiet.
Tell you what's not tight. That hairpiece that he had on.
He had a hairpiece.
Dude, well, he dyes the holy hell out of it then. It's always a helmet. Looks like a helmet.
Come on, this was 30 years ago. I ain't talking about yesterday.
That's a hairpiece,
30 years ago.
That's totally a hairpiece.
It was like, you know how this offense right now is like the hottest and latest thing, getting the ball out of quarterback's hands quick and all that stuff. This has been a new wave of offensive football,
yep.
Right? That's what the zone blitz was. And it started in Pittsburgh.
We'll take a break. Mix things up. Coming up next.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody.
Here comes the two to the three.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can download that for free on your app store, AUDACY. You guys can stream us there on demand, get the podcast, and on all your podcast platforms. You can also watch us every single day on YouTube and Twitch live 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The handle Miami 560 WQAM. Go subscribe, and you guys can get clips as well if you want us in bite-sized form. Put on an entire montage.
Bite-sized form? We are a meal.
Yeah, well, I put a meal of all of our angry callers yesterday into one clip there on YouTube if you just want to watch that. Seems to be the one everybody's mostly resonating with today on the YouTube page. Speaking of resonating, if you guys want to mingle with us, just not by the phone, you can join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, October 9th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the QAM on-air staff. Free to attend, but you do need to RSVP.
What kind of whiskey?
Fine.
I have no idea. I'm just...
If you guys RSVP at WQM.com, you get an invite and a complimentary cigar. We were supposed to have this a couple of weeks ago. We postponed it. because of an abundance of caution with the weather. So it is back going next Wednesday. And check it on out. Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. Nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. Let's mix it on up.
Hey, yo, Margos, are you going?
Am I going to what? Oh, yeah, of course, I'm definitely going to that. The Whiskey Stars, I'm definitely going to be out there. I mean, they need me. They have a panel talking NFL football. How can you not have the NFL insider such as myself?
You need a ride?
I don't.
Yeah, yeah. Tobin agrees. Yeah, I'll take a ride, Leroy. I appreciate that. But I don't want you to have to come east to go west, so I'll Uber to you.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
You're still going to need a ride home.
You know, we should invite Baldy.
Baldy. He knows football.
The insiders are going to be in there.
Oh, he knows ball. So good.
What do we got today in the mixed bag, Baldy?
Wow. I have reports from the Bahamas.
Oh?
We have word that although Tobin tried to get them to practice somewhere by Jay Figg's house or in the Everglades, Eric Spoelstra explains why it's beneficial to travel to the Bahamas for training camp. This is a Heat head coach.
Hear all the things of like, hey, it's great to get away for the camaraderie and connection and building, and yes, that's a big part of it. You know, it also signals that this is different. You know, this is the start of a new beginning, a new opportunity. You get away for training camp. You can kind of just focus on each other, focus on, you know, putting in, you know, the foundation, you know, for the season. And it should feel different than a regular season practice in January or February.
Yeah, when they barely practice.
Yeah. But I feel like their barely practice isn't like the Mike McDaniel barely practice. You know, just the schedule. The schedule's hectic. That's why.
It is hectic. It is. It's definitely those dog days of winter at that point. But look, they're doing two-a-days. You know, Jimmy's playing dominoes till God knows what hour in the morning, but he's still making it to practice.
Should I be okay with that? Is that the we're good with that, right? He's allowed to do that, right?
I mean,
can I just tell you the crazy thing about that is we were the same way in football camp. Like, no matter how exhausted you are, you skip dinner and go hang out at the local little bar and hang out for a few minutes, then go to team meetings, then play some cards afterwards.
It looked like they got on his IG yesterday. He was playing dominoes with Boy Wonder. So it's team camaraderie as well.
Hey, I tried. Listen, I'm going to hose them all down.
Oh, okay.
I will tell you, Leroy, ever since it has been revealed by Nico that Bam is the biggest cheater on the team, looking at some of the comments on the interview,
yeah,
a lot of people say illegal maneuvers by.
I told you.
Wow.
I told you guys. Like, put it this way: if the rules aren't clear from the beginning, it's like playing two different types of games with two different types of strategy. Mm-hmm. So if I'm playing one strategy and he's just trying to score, like, yeah, because guess what? See how I locked the board up and he had to take all them dominoes?
Yep.
I'm supposed to get all them points. But then he said, oh, you need 10 to get on.
Wow.
So none of them points counted. The game would have been over right then and there. So that's why I was just like, we ain't gonna sit here and argue about that. But no, I got something for him. Don't y'all worry. Everybody saw them dominoes being played and saw what was going on. But y'all don't know how to play dominoes. So y'all just went on. Oh, Leroy, give it up.
No. I went by your face. No, what I was going by.
Because I was shocked that we get ready to do. I want the curse.
Okay.
He's out here playing these games. He know how the rules go.
I wish you would have just cursed.
You know how the rules. Bam. And then he, you know, he do that thing. Oh, that's okay, Leroy. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, Leroy, stop this.
That thing. The thing that make you even madder when you get in an argument and the other person does that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I was about to curse. But I say, you know what?
I'm not gonna do this. You not gonna get me, because then everybody gonna laugh. Pam got in your kitchen. He got in your head. No, so I didn't do it. But the people on Twitter and the people commenting knew what was up. Y'all just don't play dominoes, so y'all didn't know. But you tell Bam I'm looking for him.
No,
and guess what I did?
Here.
I called Lorenzo.
Hmm?
I told you I ran in Lorenzo. He drove off like I was a mugger.
That's right.
I seen him walking in the Publix, right? And I was like, that's Lorenzo. So I tried to catch up to him, but he went into the store. So I went into the store to do what I was going to do. So when I came out, he was walking. When I came to pay, he was leaving. So I hurry up and paid. And then I knew where he was parked. So I ran up to his car. I'm like, yo, Lorenzo, yo, whistle, whistle. He pulled off. So then he said, oh, man, I do not remember telling you. And I told him his escape route. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, you pulled over by that Wells Fargo. And you went. He said, oh, man. You know, because, you know, he's on leave.
Yeah, he just had a baby.
He had a baby. Right. So he said, I was probably mad because I had to go back because I got the wrong thing. Right. I'm like, whatever, dude. I said,
okay. Those run. I will say few things. I mean, there's more stressful things in life. However, just on a relationship level.
Yeah.
When you F up a Publix run with a baby.
Oh, and now you got two people looking at you, the baby and your wife. Right. No. So yesterday in the kitchen, somebody tried to I'm going to say this, stuff a tea bag down the garbage disposal. So everything got backed up. So Fonz was mad because he's cooking, because Fonz like an 80-year-old man. Right. He is the one 25-year-old that I could have that serious conversation. And he'd be like right in line because he's older than me. He's less silly than me. So he's like, man, I can't even cook. So he's like, I said, man, hold on. I got some stuff. That don't work. This is what we got. And I'm like, oh, goodness. All right, dude, I'll go get you a snake. So I go get the snake, take it apart, work the snake. Then we go outside and take the hose and shoot the hose. And he's yelling, stop. I'm like, hey, man, when you turn the water off, there's still water in the hose. It don't stop right away. I said, you got to pinch it. You got to pinch the hose. So we yell it back and forth, right? Dogs run all over the place. So finally we get that done, right? And then he takes the thing, like, put it back in. He said, yeah, I think I got it. Put the stuff back on, let the water go through. Oh, man, this one don't have a washer, right? The little plastic thing to stop to make it tight. So then I go back to the hardware store, get some washers. Then we get it to work. Right. And I'm like, dude, I'd rather deal with your mama. Like, goodness, he is a cranky old man. People say
that. Being said, what else we have in the mixed bag, Marcos? What were we talking about? Did we even get to the first thing?
Spolstra, the Bahamas. It's important. Some other stuff.
Jimmy Butler, play the clip.
Yeah, we played.
Yeah. Okay. Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Let me hear Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler said he had a plan for media day, but he's playing it close to the chest.
Because there is a betting line and America wants to know, what might you have shown up at training camp if you had a full day to get your full team going?
I definitely had something planned, but I'm not telling y'all because I can still use it. So,
and
until next year.
The leading proposition was Jimmy Bald, which could have been a skin mask or actually clean shaven on the head. Would you ever shave your head?
Yeah, I would. But it'd take a lot of money for me to shave my head, because if I want to shave my head, it's going to cost you at least $200.
So we'll start a GoFundMe instead?
Please do it.
That's journalism right there.
Wow. Wait, first of all.
That's good.
Wait.
That's good.
First, I'm going to call BS on Jimmy.
Okay.
You telling me. Wait. A man who sells a cup of coffee for $30 would shave his head for $200?
$200 million.
Right. There you go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That don't even sound right. He ain't cutting his hair. Here, hold on. Where my wallet at? I got $200 right here. Let me shave it. I'll throw in another $5.
Wow. Well, Jimmy,
yeah, come on.
$700 offer.
Come on. Does that even sound right?
Nah.
A man who charged $30 for a cup of coffee to the same people that he say he $200? Absolutely not. By the time you get there with your 200, it'll be 2 million.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We have been witnessing up close and personal the Swedish Swish. Although we didn't get a chance to sit down with Kalel Ware. I believe Solana did. But now Jimmy has a chance to experience them up close and personal. One more from Jimmy here as he describes his time with the rookies thus far.
They play hard. They play the right way. And they do whatever it takes to win. Whatever you ask them to do, they're all ears. They're listening, and they're trying to make that shit happen to the best of their ability.
Excellent.
Wow. I like that.
That's what I like to hear from my rookies.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I will say this. The Heat only bring in a type of player where this isn't an issue. You've never really heard of a rookie being lazy that the Heat have brought in. See what I'm saying? Who?
There was one, but he got a lot of chances.
Hmm. Beasley?
I wouldn't say lazy. I would just say aloof.
He had that Winslow culture too, with that Winslow culture and that Beasley culture. I think Michael Beasley came out 10 years too early.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because right now he still be playing basketball.
Oh, you know what? That was the one thing I wanted to ask Bam that we didn't ask him about. I wanted to ask him about beating Beasley 1-on-1. Beasley made a big deal out of that. Man, we'll get him again.
Hmm.
Talk to him down the line.
Oh,
friend of the show.
We're going to talk. Write your questions down. Because next time I get him at Domino's, I'm going to line up him and all his friends. Mow him down like grass. I don't think y'all realize who y'all messing with. Come up here with that nonsense. Fake rules. Y'all just sitting there because y'all don't know nothing about Domino's.
You're lashing out. I gotta say, you're lashing out, dude.
You're lashing out. I'm lashing out.
Dude, you're minus one. This is ridiculous.
I'm sitting here as a professional, as a doctor of dominoes, a dominologist, sitting here listening to you two knuckleheads comment on the dominoes on the table.
I'm not commenting on them.
Y'all wasn't even looking at the comments and say, oh, no, that ain't right.
I saw some comments saying that. I'm just telling you based on your Facebook.
You didn't say that when we was playing.
I said it on there. I said, like, he looks kind of nervous. I was saying it while
I'm not nervous. I was mad that he was tweaking the rules as we go.
Sounded a little Devin Haney-ish, dude. You know?
Really?
Different rules, different weight classes.
No, that's what Bam did. Not me.
What?
Not me.
He's like Ryan Garcia.
Oh yeah. He said, I bet on myself. It don't matter. I got my money. No, we found out the truth. We found out the truth. Nico put it out there.
He did.
So now I gotta go to Nico. Nico is the new Goran.
He is. That's the great thing about having somebody from Slovenia or
second language.
They're just honest. And he was basically like, he not only cheats, he brags about cheating.
Yeah. Wow. You see that? See how he was kind of quiet though? That's okay, Leroy. That's okay. He knew. You know what you did. You know what you did, Bam. You know what you did.
Wow. Oh, man. We'll take a break.
I could tell it was going to be a problem when them little bitty ass dominoes in his big ass hand. He couldn't even like hardly hold them. Okay. And then he's going to make fun of my dominoes. Say, what dominoes you travel with? I'm not traveling with ivory. Like, you know, the good dominoes when you go to somebody's house, they got ivory, made of ivory, and they nice and big and swole. Like,
he's got Supermax dominoes.
I see you. When I see your game, then I'll bring my good dominoes. Until then, you get Walmart dominoes.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app.
Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com